弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
刚才长老祷告的时候提到，上个礼拜从礼拜一到礼拜五，在我们这个地方非常非常的活跃。
Elder mentioned in his prayer that this past week, from Monday through Friday, this place is filled with a lot of joys and music and children.
发生了什么事情？
What was the event?
这是孩子们在练习的时候。
That's the in the practice or rehearsal of the music camp.
这是礼拜五下午6:30，孩子们都在这里。我相信来的弟兄姐妹们，大部分都是孩子们的家长，还有个别的朋友。那我也相信那些家长们看到孩子们用3到5天的时间拍出那样一个非常非常优美的圣经的音乐剧，都非常非常惊喜。
I observed that many parents were impressed and joyful because their children learned quickly in 5 days and put together a music drama.
因为我看到孩子们练习了5个上午，但是其中呢，又是他们的哥哥姐姐们好像练习了3天，但最后能把一个完整的以斯帖的故事在这里边给表演歌唱出来，哇！大家在这里非常非常的开心。
They put 5 days of practice to put together a story about Esther in the Bible.
不少孩子啊。
It's a lot of children and youth involved.
就在这5天时间里边，大家来的时候，不知注意没有，看到我们前面教会的绿地有点变化。
And some of you may have noticed that something happened to our front yard.
也是在这五天里边发生的，谁做的
？This also happened in the past few days. Who did that?
那是谁？近一点看。
Wiki.
他跟我说：“别秀出来这张照片，看着 ugly。”我说：“这在劳动的时候，哇，是最美的时候。”
He told me, "Don't take this picture because he was dirty." And the pastor said, "This is the most beautiful picture."
还有一个小帮手，这是谁
？And this is a younger helper.
哇！但是孩子毕竟是孩子，玩了一会儿呢，就劳动了一会儿，就开始玩了。今天他们一家人去参加他们的大女儿的受洗礼，在另外一个教会，所以他们今天没有来到我们中间，求神纪念他们。
Oh, so the Wiki family is not here because they had to go to another church to attend their oldest daughter's baptism.
我手里是一本在北美发行了超过50年的双月刊的福音杂志，叫《使者》。
What I have in my hand is the long story that has been this magazine that has been published for more than 50 years, The Ambassadors.
在2012年3-4月刊的编制画中，当时的总编辑刘传章牧师讲了一个小故事。
In the issue of 2012.March and April, it was a story by the chief editor, Pastor Liu.
这个故事讲说是有一个医生接到一个紧急电话，说有一位危急的少年病人需要马上做手术。
Says that a doctor received an emergency call because one young patient was in the danger of his life.
这位医生呢，立刻赶到医院。做好了一切准备之后，在手术室的门口，孩子的父亲正在焦急地张望着。
He rushed to the hospital, prepared everything, and just about entering the operation room, he saw the weary father of that child.
当他见到匆匆赶来的医生以后，便气急败坏地喊了起来，说：“你怎么这么久才来？你知不知道我儿子的生命危在旦夕啊？”
The father was scolding the doctor, saying that, "How come it took you so long? Didn't you know that my son's life is on the edge?"
所以当时你可以看到这个父亲像热锅上的蚂蚁一样，他在指责这个医生说：“你怎么连一点责任心都没有啊？”
He said, "Don't you feel your sense of responsibility?"
医生微笑着对他说：“对不起，我接到电话以后是以最快的速度赶来的。”请你平静一点，能不能让我开始工作
？Doctor smiled back, said that I'm sorry. I try my best to hurry here, and can you calm down so that I can start working?
平静一点。如果你现在躺在手术台上是你的儿子，你能平静吗
？Father replied, "Calm down. Are you kidding? If this is your son, can you calm down?"
说如果你的儿子就要死了，你还能平静的下来吗
？If that's your son who is dying, can you do that?
我们能够感觉到那位父亲心中的气愤。
We can feel the anger of this father.
结果这时候医生呢就脱口而出说：“圣经中的约伯说了，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。”
Doctor said to him.The Bible says, in the Job, book of Job, said, it's the law who gives and take.
说耶和华的名是应当称颂的，虽然医生不能延长生命，请为你的儿子祷告，靠主的恩典，我们会尽力的。
May the Lord's name be praised. A doctor cannot extend a person's life, so please pray for your son and.By Lord's grace, we will try our best.
说完这句话，医生就进了手术室。
Then he entered the operation room.
听了医生的这番话，如果您是在场的父母的话，您会怎么感想
？Suppose you were the parent of that child, what would you think?
孩子的父亲他当时怎么反应
？How was the reaction of that child's father?
不关心人，你还教训人，你说的真容易。
You might be thinking that this doctor really doesn't show any care and even want to teach me a big lesson.
过了几个小时之后，医生走出手术室，对孩子的父亲说：“感谢上帝，你的儿子被救活了。”
After a few hours, doctor walked away out of the operating room and told this father, "Thank God that your son's life.Is saved.
如果你还有什么问题，请去问那位护士去。
If you have any other further question, please refer that to this nurse.
说完之后，没有等患者的父亲回答一句话，这位医生就匆匆忙忙地走。
Then this doctor rushed out, did not say anything more.
孩子的父亲看着离去的医生的背影，极为不满地指责说：“这医生怎么那么傲慢？”
His father was very unsatisfied and saying that, "How come this doctor can be so arrogant?"
连多一点时间都不肯花，你给我解释一下孩子的病情啊，让我这个焦急的父亲能够了解一点，安慰一点嘛。
He could not even spare a few seconds to tell me more about what's going on in my son.
这个时候走过来那位护士，望着医生。走去的背影，眼睛里边流着泪。
Then comes the nurse who saw the doctor vanished in the other side of the aisle, and tears ran down from her cheeks.
她跟这位患者的父亲说：“昨天他的儿子在车祸中死了。”
Then she told this father that this doctor's son.
当我们打电话
，in a car accident，
当我们打电话请他为你的儿子做手术的时候，他正在准备他儿子的丧礼。
When we call him about your son's operation, this doctor was in the middle of the memorial service of his son.
刚才他救活了你的儿子，现在他去安葬他的儿子去了。
He just saved your son, and he is now going back to bury his son.
听完这个小故事，我想请问，医生和患者的父亲，这两个人，这两个父亲，哪一个更爱他们的儿子？
Let me ask you, which of those two fathers loved their son more?
哪一个？
Which one, the doctor or this father?
可以说两个人对他们的儿子都爱得刻骨铭心。
You can say that both of them loved their son deeply.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们看到没有？或者我们想到没有？
But have you ever thought about it or seen?
刚才我提到那个爱字，那个爱字在我们人的身上许许多多的时候是显得那样的苍白，那样的矛盾。
That the word love many times can become so pale or so contradictory.
你看那位病患者的父亲，这边说：“孩子，爸爸爱你，爸爸一定会想尽一切办法来救你。”
The father would say to his son, "Son, I love you, and I will try my best to cure you."
他那个脸一转，你怎么一点责任心都没有？
Then the father would turn his face toward the doctor and said, "How come you don't even have any sense of responsibility?"
这就是爱的两个极端。
So those are the two extremes of love.
我想请问弟兄姐妹和朋友们，在我们的生活中，有没有扮演过类似这样的爸爸或者妈妈？
Let me ask you, have you played such a role of that parent?
我们有没有将我们的爱当作一个拳头伸出去？
Have you ever used this love and use that as a fist to throw that to someone else?
纵观我们人类的历史长河，横看我们人类的社会形态。
When we look at this long history of human beings, or our society,
大到国家、民族，小到家庭、家族，互相之间所出现的许许多多的矛盾、争吵、争论、争执、仇恨，甚至是杀戮。
Look as big as the between countries and races, and smaller one to the families, we saw a lot of contradictories.Contradictions, arguments, quarrels, contention, hatred, until killing.
包括战争
including wars.
想请问这些争吵、争执、杀戮、战争的背后的原因是什么？
Let's look into what's the reasons behind those conflicts.
我不敢说所有的原因，但许许多多时候，背后都是因为那个所谓的爱。
I dare not to.Conclude in all the reasons, but I found out many times it was because of love.
作为一个人，我的爱不能实现；作为一个国家的领导，因为我的爱受到了拦阻。
Being a person because my love cannot be realized. Being a leader of a country because my love has been hindered.
或者因为我的爱没有受到或者引起对方的反应。
Or my love did not bring back the response or receive the response I expected.
或者因为我的爱没有引起对方的重视。
Or the other side did not even pay attention to my love.
以至于许多的时候，爱就成为了国家的争端、家庭矛盾的祸根，甚至是武器。
Therefore, many times this love turned into the cause.Of the conflict between countries and within the families, and even become a weapon.
那我们现在用从我们的信仰的角度来思想，无论是相信这个世界存在许多神的人，无论是相信崇拜各种各样偶像的人。
So from the perspective of faith, no matter whether that a person believes There are many gods in this world, or
无论是相信这个世界不存在任何神的人，或者是，就是我们在座的，我们相信，作为基督徒，我们相信这个世界的宇宙万物都是由那一个神所创造的。
Or we Christians who believe that there's only one God who created the world and all the human beings.
我讲前面，无论这所有这几人，大家都讲爱，对不对？
Because regardless of what kind of belief, they all talk about love.
大家都注重爱。
They all pay attention to love.
那这中间有没有区别？有没有区别
？But is there differences?
如果有区别的话，区别在哪里
？What where is the difference?
在新约圣经里边，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音有三个地方呢。都提到了律法的总纲，也就是最大的诫命。
In the New Testament, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there are three places all mention the greatest commandment.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次，也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And that is love the Lord your God with all your heart, and will and love with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself.
我可以说这是圣经中关于爱的总则，或者叫关于爱的原则。
We can say that this is the greatest.Principle about love in the Bible.
那有了总则，有了原则，我想请问，圣经里边关于爱的细则是什么
？If we below or underneath this chief principle, we can see more detailed principles of love.
或者说，我们在教会的生活中，怎样将爱的原则和总则实施出来
？Or In other words, how can we deliver or implement the love, this principle of love in our church life?
那说到这样细则的话，我们会想到圣经中哪一段经文？哪一段经文？听见没有？哥林多前书13:4-8。
Many people were.Refer to the First Corinthians chapter 13 about love, verses 4-8.
对，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，等等等等等等，不自夸，不张狂妄。
4-8.
我们会唱也会说这个歌。
Many of us can say it and can even sing it.
请问我们做的怎么样
？But how do we implement it?
比如说里边的不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂、不求自己的益处、不轻易发怒。今天在座的有没有发怒？今天早晨到现在。
For example, not jealousy, not getting angered. How many of you
对自己的孩子、对自己的配偶，今天如果没有，昨天、前天有没有
？Ask yourself whether you have got angered, got angry about your spouse or your children.In the past few days,
所以一个一个如果数的话，哇，我们做到了吗？我们能做到吗
？Can we do all of those?
挺难的，是不是
？We all know that it's very hard.
怎么办
？What can we do?
所以我们要不停地对照圣经，来检查。我们口中所讲的爱，我们心中所认为的爱是从哪里来的
？So we have to examine the Bible and check what we said about love or what we think about love in our heart. Where did they come from?
也就是说，圣经中关于爱的根源，我们要找寻。
In other words, we need to find the origin or the source of love.
那请大家手头如果有圣经的，请继续翻开新约圣经提摩太前书1章。
If you have the Bible, let's turn to First Timothy, chapter 1,
你就翻在这个地方。那我们今天就借着提摩太前书一章三到五节这段经文，我们共同来接受一个挑战。
Let's accept this challenge today.
检讨一下我们心中对于爱的含义的认知。
To re-examine our understanding about love.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主慈爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的圣经。
Loving Father, we thank you for giving us this precious word.
愿主您的话语在我们的一生中每天每天都作为我们的帮助。
May your words become our daily help.
使我们活得能够符合主您的心意。
Enable us to live in your will.
我们知道这有非常非常大的困
难。We all know that we encounter great difficulties.
但是我们相信主您
能。But we believe that the Lord you can.
您能帮助我们，您能教导我们，您能鼓励我们。
You can help us. You can encourage us. You can instruct us.
愿主您的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，帮助我们一生。
May your words become the lamp in front of our path and will help our life.
求主您恩膏孩子自己的口，让我们讲的和听的都因着主您的话语同得造就。
Please anoint Pastor's mouth so we can all be edified by the message.
现在感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with a thankful heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 那在27卷的新约圣经中，保罗所写的书信有多少封
？In the 27 books in New Testament, how many books that Apostle Paul wrote?
知道的请举手。保罗写了多少封信
？Raise your hand. You know.
多少？十三封信是对的。
13 out of 27.
那其中呢，有提摩太前书、提摩太后书和提多书。
And among them, the First Timothy, Second Timothy, and Titus, those three books.
这三卷圣经，也就是这三封书信呢，被称为什么书信？教牧书信。
The three books, or three letters, were called the Pastoral Epistles.
之所以被称为教牧书信，是因为这三卷书里边的重点主要是详细的谈论教会里边的牧养治理的规律。
Because those three books focus on, the disciplines and the principles of managing a church,
以及牧者本人的修养
and the characters of pastors.
那我先提到提摩太，今天我们了解的是一章提摩太前书一章三到五节，但我想跟大家分享一下提摩太前书一章三到十一节是整个一个段，完整的一段。
I'd like to inform you that verses 3 through 11 is a complete paragraph.
那我称三到十一节呢为教会治理的属灵三明治。
And I call that the church and the sandwich, for church administration.
上边的部分呢是第三到第四节。是神借着保罗向初代教会，也是向今天普世教会所发出的命令。
The verses 3 through 4 recorded the commands that Paul announced to all the churches in the world.
这个命令呢是关于处理异端搅扰教会的问题。
Which deals with how to handle false teaching.
那下边的部分呢，我是称它六到十一节呢，是对这个命令的回应。
Verses 6 through 11 is the response to this command.
是阐明律法在教会治理中的功用。
That is explain the laws, and doctrines. In church governance,
那中间的部分就是第五节， 是命令的目的。
And verse 5 is the purpose of this order.
那这个目的就是关于教会治理中我们所宣扬的爱的根源、爱的特征和爱的本质。
Verse 5 talk about the origin of love, the features and the essence of love.
平时我们吃三明治的时候，或者吃东方风格的，这叫什么？肉夹馍。一般是三层合在一起吃的。
We saw the Western versus the Chinese sandwich over here. They all have three parts.
那今天我刚才谈到提摩太前书三到十一节这个属灵的三明治呢，因为呢，比那个巨无霸还大，太大了。
Verse 3 through 11, as I said, is a spiritual sandwich. It's bigger than this jumbo. Hamburger.
所以今天我们换个吃法，先吃呢上面一层和中间的一层，下边第三层呢我们留着下一周再吃。
So we will eat, so to speak, the first two layers, and we will leave the third layers to next week.
但是我想提醒大家的是，今天我们这份属灵的三明治中间所加的那个爱，可能不是我们平时习惯了的口味。
But I want to warn you that the meat or the middle layer, the love, may not be the love that we got used to in normal time.
所以，就让我们一起来接受这属灵生命营养的挑战，关于对爱的认知的挑战。
So now let's face this challenge about the cognition of love.
那首先我们来一起来认识来体味，就提摩太前书一章三到四节发出命令禁止虚伪的教训。
We can see that verses 3 through 4 Paul gave this order or command to prohibit the false teaching.
提摩太前书一章三到四节，我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无形的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Read verse 3 through 4. As I urge you, when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach falsedoctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. This promotes controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith.
读这些经文的时候，我不知道大家感没感觉到有些地方有费解的。
You probably find some places hard to understand.
并不发明神在这信上所立的章程是什么意思？
For example, the second half in Chinese or in English, it says that this does not promote God's work.
我们看看用现代中文译本里边的翻译是怎么样。我希望你留在以弗所，我在往马其顿去的时候曾经这样吩咐过你，有些人在那里传不正确的教义。你必须命令他们停止，叫他们要放弃那些荒唐的传说和冗长的族谱，因为这些东西只会引起争论，丝毫不能帮助了解上帝的计划。这计划是借着信心才能了解的。
In this contemporary Chinese translation, it refers to God's plan.
TV. Today's English version 基本上接近这个。那根据背景资料，这两节经文是作者保罗对当时以弗所教会存在的那些假教师传了一些错谬的教训那个现象而写的。
Through background study, it indicates that this verse was written by Paul, aiming at or focused at solving the problem that he found out in Ephesus.
那提摩太作为保罗的学生，作为他的可爱的，甚至说是孩子，是个年轻人，年轻的，按今天话说是个牧师，被差派到以弗所教会去牧养。
Because Paul sent his disciple Timothy to Ephesus.
所以保罗就写信提醒提摩太，给他发出了这一道命令。这道命令呢，包括两个方面，两个措施。
So he asked Timothy to do two things.
第一个呢是禁止传异教，也就是停止传不正确的教义。
First is to stop those who teach false doctrines.
那第二个呢是阻止那些荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
Second one is to stop talking about myths.Or genealogies.
那我们先来看看禁止传异教。
The first one, what is, why should they ban false doctrines?
那以弗所城是当时罗马帝国时期的小亚细亚省，小亚细亚的首府。
Ephesus was the capital of the province of Asia in the Roman Empire.
也是当时文明罗马帝国的宗教中心。
It was also a religious center, famous religious center.
所以在他那个地方盛行着各种各样的崇拜呀、魔术呀、巫术呀、占卜等等这些。
That place is filled with all kinds of different worship, magic, witchcraft, and so forth.
当时在以弗所有两大最典型的异教。
And there are two typical false religions at that time in that place.
一个呢是对有一个所谓的女神叫亚迪米的崇拜。
First one is to worship this goddess called Artemis.
所以以弗所城之所以成为罗马帝国的宗教中心，主要的原因之一，也就是在当时在那个城内有一座古庙，被称为古代最大的建筑。
The reason that this city Ephesus became a religious center was because there was an old temple. It was called at that time the largest or greatest architecture. It was this temple that hosted this goddess.
也被我们今天的世界称为古代七大奇迹之一。
And today we call them one of the seven wonders in the ancient time.
亚迪米神庙。
And this is the temple of Artemis.
这是那个遗址。
And this is the ruin.
这是呢复原的一个图。
And this is the recovery painting.
那当时的人们是摩顶的去朝拜那个女神。
Many people went there to worship this goddess called Artemis.
那除了对亚迪米女神的崇拜之外，在以弗所城，当时第二大的异教就是今天我们所称为的，就是对罗马皇帝的崇拜是非常非常的盛行的。
Second most popular worship is to worship their Caesars.The Emperor of Rome.
经文中第三节，保罗提醒提摩太，嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。那几个人是谁
？Verse 3 says, "Told those people who stop teaching the false doctrine. Who are they?"
圣经这里没有明确的指明。
Bible doesn't mention explicitly who they are.
但我们可以相信提摩太一定知道保罗指的是哪一些人。
But we believe that Timothy must know who they are.
那许多解经家呢就在分析最可能的有两种人。
Most likely those are the two types of people.
或许呢他们是教会里边的资深的同工，在教会呢很有发言权。
Maybe some of them are church leaders.Where they have the authority to say something.
那在这有发言权的人中呢，有一类人呢，可能是以弗所城当地的人，他们虽然转信了耶稣，进入了会堂。
Some of them are local people living and grew up in Ephesus.
并且在教会中呢，参与了教导的事工。
Although they put their trust in Christ, they entered the church, and some of them even was in charge of teaching doctrines.
但是在他成长的过程中，深受以弗所那个环境中的那些耳濡目染的影响。
But they live in this, environment that was, polluted by those different type of religions.
并且他们仍然还工作生活在那个充满了诱惑和充满了挑战的异教信仰的世界中。
They live in this pagan world, with a lot of temptations and challenges.
那另一类人可能是从犹太教转信耶稣的人。
The other type of people may come from the Jewish belief.
那他们深受犹太教的影响。
So they were, influenced by the Jewish tradition.
尤其是下边的经文就会提醒我们。他们深受犹太的传统影响。
They were influenced by the traditions from the Jewish belief.
所以这个荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱要阻止的就是可能对他们这些人讲的。
Verse 4 about the myths or genealogies particularly refer to the second type of people from the Jewish belief.
荒谬无凭的话语呢也可以说是一些荒唐的传说。
The myth is about, ridiculous legends, stories.
那这些荒唐的传说，说明确一点呢，就是有关各种各样信仰中的关于那些所有的那些假神的传说。
And those are the fables or stories about different.Deities or different gods that those people in Ephesus worship,
或者是关于那些假神的语言故事。
A lot of the fairy stories.
那提到无穷的家谱，那家谱在犹太教中，在他们的家庭中是扮演非常非常重要的角色的。
Genealogies are very important to Jewish families.
家谱可以确立一个人的血统与家族甚至支派的关系。
The genealogy is to certify a person's blood line and to know that from which branch they came out.
那作为一个犹太背景的人，如果追踪他的家谱的话呢，就能够了解到他在原生的家族中他的权力和地位。
Being a Jew, they can find out their position and their rights from their genealogy.
并且他们还认为在旧约圣经中记载的那些家谱还不够，他们还会在自己的家谱中呢，在自己的名册中为每一个名字编出一个想象的有启发性的意义。
They feel that in the Old Testament, those genealogies are not even enough. So in their own genealogy, they will find out, they will pick up every single name and created an imaginary meaning.
甚至根据他们的想象呢，为每一个名字重新再写出一本传记来。
Some of them will even create a biology for each name.
所以总之圣经这里指的荒唐的传说、荒唐的故事、无穷的家谱，就是一方面对假神，一方面对人的研究和传讲。
In other words, those are the studies of stories and legends about false god and man.
那我们就可以想象出来。大家都在传这个的过程中呢，给教会带来的只能是混乱的局面和无休止的争论。
And you can imagine how much controversies and confusion they can bring to the church.
因为对于这个世界，我们今天也是一样。对于这个世界和属于这个世界的人的研究，是仁者见仁，智者见智。
Because we all know that the commentaries about man are depends on your interpretation or your perspectives.
是丝毫不能够帮助了解上帝的计划的。
They cannot help us to understand God's plan.
就像圣经新译本所翻译的。你看，他说我往马其顿去的时候，曾经劝你留在以弗所，为要嘱咐某些人不可传别的教义，也不可沉迷于无稽之谈和无穷的家谱，因为这些事情只能引起争论。
Yeah, in the new translation of the Chinese translation, it talk about those people who indulge on those legends.And the endless genealogies.
那提到要认识上帝的计划，了解上帝的计划，靠的是什么
？So how can we understand God's plan?
对今天许许多多已经接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹们，可能也仍然是个挑战。认识上帝的计划需要什么？信心。
And that is faith.
所以这个信心对我们来讲也是一个挑战。
So faith is our challenge.
所以提摩太前书一章三到四节是神借着保罗向初代教会，也是向今天普世的教会所发出的命令，命令我们在教会里边要禁止虚伪的教训，就是谈论假神的教训，要禁止那些荒谬无凭的话语，就是那些对人对各种各样的人的故事的研究。
So the order from Paul to the churches is to prohibit the teaching of false doctrine, which refers to the legends and stories about man and false God.
所以在接下来的第五节经文，保罗指出了命令的目的。那这个目的呢，就是认识爱的本源。
In verse 5,Paul indicates the purpose of this order, and that is to know the origin of love.
提摩太前书一章五节，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无亏的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Verse 5 says, the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
命令的总归总归怎么解释
？The Chinese said, "What is the summary of love?"
现在中文译本里边，这命令的目的是要激发爱，这爱就是从纯洁的心、清白的良知和纯真的信心所产生的，对应的是 Today English version.
The Chinese translation, today's English version, make it.Easier to make it straightforward to understand.
那谈到这里，我可以毫不夸张地说，提摩太前书第一章第五节这节经文是教牧书信三卷书信里边的核心。
So I can say that this chapter 1 verse 5 is the core message of these three books, which we call the pastoral epistles.
是教会治理牧养中确立基督徒生命的架构的主题。
And that is a theme that solidify the structure of a Christian life.
是使徒所传的福音在基督徒生命中的真正的写照。
That is also the that captured the image of this gospel.That was developed in the Christians.
是基督徒的爱与这个世界的爱的区别所在。
And that is the main distinction between a Christian's love and the love in this world.
那我们看到经文这里清楚地讲到，爱的来源是由三个方面而产生的。
Here you can see love comes from three sources or origins.
那这三个方面都和心有关。
And those three all have something to do with heart.
所以我将前后顺序颠倒过来，就是信心、良心、心。
Those three are faith, conscience, and heart.
这三心就是爱的本源。
And those three dimensions of hearts are the sources of love.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们可能许多时候读过这段经文，读了以后想过没有？这三心如果给它定个性呢，是什么样的性？我不是想咬文嚼字啊。
You may have came across this verse before, but not many of us would put a lot of thinking into it.
仔细思想的话，这三心都是中性的词。
We can see those three hearts, or here Chinese hearts, but in English is heart, conscience, and faith. They are all neutral.
中性的词的意思就是说，这三心可以随着我们大脑的支配往两边倾斜。
Neutral means that it can be tilted by your brain.
那首先我们来看清洁的心。
The first one is a pure heart.
提到清洁的心，那清洁的反义是什么？
What's the opposite of pure?
肮脏、污秽。
Dirty, filthy.
所以在希腊的文化中，清洁还有一个纯净的意思。
In Greek culture, pure also means refined.
那这个纯净的意思什么呢？有很多的比方，比如说那个麦子在播的时候，把糠拿掉以后，剩下那个纯的麦子。
It's like the grain of wheat grain. You have to take out the chaff, so you can eat the wheat kernel.
那如果指到士兵的话呢，就是经过挑选、除去那些懦弱的、胆怯的、不守纪律的士兵，然后组成了一支精兵队伍，这就是清洁的、纯净的。
Or when it comes to a group of army or soldiers, it refers to getting rid of those cowardice and the soldiers who does not follow doctrines and disciplines.
另外还指，在手势中的精金的手势，洁白无瑕的玉的首饰，这些都是纯净的、清洁的。
It can also refer to the jewelry, the pure gold, or a precious stone that has no blemish.
那就像一位解经家所讲的那样，清洁的心呢，就是指从我们的心中去污存清，绝对纯洁、绝无杂念的那个动机下的那种心。
And pure heart can also mean that our heart has no wrong motivation, no selfish motivation.
怀着一颗清洁的心去爱，怀着一颗清洁的、没有被私欲、没有被贪婪、没有被名利的追求、没有嫉妒损人的杂念所污染的心去爱的话，这是一个怎么样的爱？
A true love must be a love without selfish greed, without the pursuit of fame or fortune, without jealousy.
如果我们来形容刚才那位孩子的父亲，他的那个爱，跟这个纯洁、清洁比一比，怎么样？
So we can compare that the example of that father whose child was wounded. We can look at his love and see if his love or his heart is pure.
基督徒的爱的第二个本源是无愧的良心。
The second source of love is the conscience that has no guilt.
提到"良心"这个词， 在世俗的文学中，在我们的日常的生活中，我称它为被广泛的滥用。
We can see this conscience appeared in many worldly writings, literatures, to a point that I feel it's being abused.
我们是不是常常可以听到人说，我说话办事一向凭良心呢？
Because many times we heard people claim that all I did is based on my conscience.
说我拍着良心说话，我拍着良心做事儿。
Or based on my conscience, I can guarantee this, I can assure this.
一提到这，我就想起来抗日战争那些故事片，有一个我不知道是《地雷战》《地道战》里边，那日本鬼子指的说：“你的良心得大大的坏了。”良心会坏的。
From some cartoons, I remember a person's conscience can be corrupted.
这句话回到这里边，无论我们不评价那个，但是良心坏了，这个是有事实的。
And we can see that in real life, we can see some people's conscience are actually corrupted.
因为良心确确实实有好坏之分的。
Because even for conscience, it can be good, it can be bad.
你比如保罗在书信中十多次提到良心。
In Paul's writing, it mentioned conscience more than 10 times.
除了在这里，还有在后边第一提摩太前书一章十九节两次提到无亏的良心。
But in 1 Timothy verse 5 and 19, he mentioned the good conscience twice.
另外在其他地方呢，还提到了负面含义的良心。
But in other places, he mentioned that conscience can be a negative.
在哥林多前书八章里边，你比如他提到，你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
Like in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, saying that if you sin against the brothers, you hurt their weakened conscience.
还有一段说的，有人如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
Also in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians 8, he said that some was so used to worship idols and eat the food that worship idols, their conscience had become weakened and then became blemished.
你看提摩太前书后面第四章第二节说，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
First Timothy 4, he mentioned some who frequently lied and said that those kind of people's conscience were like get used to the hot iron.
所以从这些经文中让我们看到了有软弱的良心，有污秽的良心，还有麻木的良心。
So here we can see a man's conscience can become weakened, become filthy or dirty, or become insensitive.
那从这些良心而导致的行动是什么呀？那就是得罪了基督，拒绝了真理，成为了真理的绊脚石。因为前面讲的这三种软弱的污秽的麻木的良心都是指的教会里边信神的基督徒。
And when Paul condemned those people's conscience, those people are all Christians in churches.
所以我们要谨慎小心。从今以后，我相信，我也盼望大家走出这个门之后，我们一定要谨慎。当我们拍着良心行事为人的时候，要脑筋急转弯。
So I like that this message will remind you every time you want to say, I do something based on my conscience, you have to be reminded.
要警惕我们所凭的良心是什么样的良心。
That what kind of conscience is your, does your conscience build upon?
因为什么样的良心就会表现出与这良心所匹配的行为。
Because what kind of conscience will bring out what kind of actions.
所以爱的第三个本源，无伪的信心。
So the third source of love is a sincere heart.
心有纯洁的,
sincere faith.
心有纯洁的，有肮脏的。良心呢，有正面的，也有负面的。信心呢，信心怎么样？ 我讲信心也是中性的。
Just like the first two, the third dimension is also neutral.
这里提到无伪的信心。
Here it says a sincere heart or a sincere faith.
无伪的信心呢，另外一边呢， 耶稣提过假冒伪善，伪善的信心，欺骗的信心。哇，这是不是个挑战？
Because Jesus had mentioned a faith can be hypocrite, can be deceiving.
所以当我们用脚踏进这个教会门的时候，我们要谨慎想自己：我今天的信心是无伪的呢，还是假冒伪善的，还是要想骗取功名的？哇，有没有？
So when we walk into this sanctuary, we have to examine our hearts and see if our faith is really pure without any hypocrisy or without any selfish desire to get fame or fortune.
所以无伪的信心对基督徒而言就是充满了追求真理的渴望，充满了去传扬真理的渴望，而展现出来我们自己的一种诚恳的 和我们诚实的信心。A
sincere heart is a heart that really shows earnestly to pursue the truth and to spread gospel.
弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，基督徒的爱是真实悔改以后归主的结果。
A Christian love is the consequence of trusting Jesus.
是基督徒生命中可以观察到的，可以被衡量的一种生活方式。
It's a lifestyle that can be observed, can be measured.
那这个衡量的标准就是从我们口中所一直从开始到现在讲的那个爱。
And the yardstick for measurement is what we said, usually love.
不但从口中，而是从我们行动中所表现出来的爱。It
also bring that out through your actions.
那这个爱呢，也好像刚才的三心一样，是清洁的心，是否来自无愧的良心，是否来自无伪的信心。Are
they from a pure heart, a conscience without guilt, and a face that is really sincere.
那这个时候，我们再回头来再思想，开始我们提到的哥林多前书4到8节的爱，就可能会有新的体味了。
And at this moment, we can come back to think about First Corinthians, the famous passage about love. Then we should have a new understanding.
正面的，而不是负面的。三心，心，纯洁的心，无伪的信心，无伪的什么？良心，纯洁的良心，无伪的信心，三心，良心，良心，信心。Pure
heart, a conscience without guilt, and a face that is sincere.
这时候再来思想，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，凡事包容，凡事相信。哇，好难呐，是不是
？So here we can see those dimensions of love. They are not easy to do. We know.
我们一起大家来唱这首诗歌吧。难，但是我们靠神，求神来帮助我们。
Let's sing this song of love, if you can. I think it's in Chinese.
来，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸不张狂，不做害羞的事，只顾着自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，凡事要忍耐，爱是永不止息。我们再来一遍。爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，凡事要忍耐，爱是永不止息。